Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
By the way, let me point out, Yankees have a full lineup tonight. Judge, Giancarlo, Glaber. It's so deep that Clint Frazier is batting ninth.
Wow.
How about that? What is not stacked, it would be the New York Jets, as they get set to participate in what they call a football game on Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. Brian Costello does a fine job covering them. Brian, will you be suiting up on Sunday?
I will. I will be playing a slot receiver for the Jets on Sunday. I've been breaking news here.
What a disgrace. I mean, the year's over. Let's be honest. It's week two. They got nobody playing. I mean, it's a joke. Crowd is not playing. Bell's not playing. God forbid Denzel Mims is on IR. I probably won't see him all year. You know, he's not playing. I mean, it's brutal. I mean, it really is. Yeah. It's absolutely disgraceful. Brian, it really is.
Yeah, that's brutal. John's right. That's the word. And I think, you know, the year is over. Yeah, I mean, the year is over from the fact of I don't think anyone expected them to be a playoff team this year, but they looked even, you know, much worse than we even thought they would on Sunday. You know, it's only week two, so yes, they can still win some games, but I don't know if 6-10 is going to really, you know, float your boat at all. So. They didn't have a lot of players, and now racking up injuries, especially at one position like wide receiver, is brutal.
Well, I have great respect for what Frank Gore has accomplished in his career. I really do. It's a testament to him that he's not hurt, that he's going to play. With that said, I don't want to see him getting the ball in his hands 25 times. Piron is healthy, right? He's actually ready. Will he have a significant role in this offense on Sunday?
I don't know, Evan. I mean, he's healthy, but he had 3 weeks of practice in the NFL. You know, I honestly don't know what he's capable of. I don't know him very well mentally. You know how much he can handle, how much he understands the playbook. You know, Gore's a guy who's obviously seen everything in the NFL, so I think their coaches are going to have a lot more confidence in him in terms of not just running the ball but pass protection. You know, running routes out of the backfield. I do think there will be a package of plays for Piron. I think he's the most explosive guy they have. He's capable of making a big play. But I don't see him having a huge, huge role this week just because of just the limited amount of time he's been in his offense.
I mean, I just don't know. When I look at it, I know the Niners are banged up. I know Richard Sherman's out. I guess Kittle's out. But, you know, the Niners still have a terrific defense, and they're coming off a brutal home loss to the Cardinals. Yeah. You know, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be ready to roll here in this game. And I just don't know offensive. I mean, what is the offensive game plan for the Jets in this game? You know what I mean? I mean, how do they plan on attacking this defense, Brian?
I think they're going to want to run the ball, and get – I think the key for the Jets in this game is not to be in third and long. Because if they're in third and long, this defensive line led by Mr. Bosa is going to tee off.
Yeah,
and
sure.
They're going to have problems. So I think the key for them is – to not get in those situations where this defensive line is going to be coming. I mean, the 49ers don't blitz a lot. Like, the Bills blitzed a lot last week. The 49ers don't do that. The 49ers are more like the old Seattle defense. They just kind of line up, play zone coverage, and okay, let's try to beat us that way. And then they have a great defensive line rushing the passer. So I think they're going to want to run the ball. I just, you know, don't know if they can. We just talked about Frank Gore had a pretty good training camp, and he doesn't lose yards, but I don't know. Like you mentioned, Devin, I don't know if giving him the ball 25 times a game is going to work at age 37.
What's the status of Mekhi Becton? Is he good to go?
Yeah, he's good to go. Yeah, he he was limited on Wednesday, but he practiced fully yesterday, today, so I think he's fine.
You know, if the Jets have any shot at this game, they're going to have to do it with the defense, in my mind. I mean, I don't know how else, you know, they're going to have to force turnovers, maybe get a defensive touchdown. I mean, I don't see any other way they're going to win this game. Is Avery playing? He's playing, right?
Sounds like he's trending toward playing. Yeah, he's listed officially as questionable, but it sounds like they think he's going to play. I'm curious to see how much he plays. I think they might bring Ogletree up off of the practice squad, too. That's just, you know, they need some guys at that position. You know, I don't know if there's going to be a rotation there. If Avery's just going to play, it's going to be interesting to see that. But I think you'll definitely see him out there on Sunday.
We're talking to Brian Costello about the Jets. So, Kalen Ballage, who they tried to trade for a month ago, I think they traded like a seventh-round pick for him, and then the trade fell apart. Now they brought him back to the point where Josh Adams is back on the practice squad. So, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I sort of was surprised because I was thinking, all right, maybe he's only 23 years old, Josh Adams. Give me your thoughts on that and Bellage's role on Sunday as well.
Yeah, so the Josh Adams thing is actually a technical thing, Evan. There's a new rule this year. You guys might have heard about this in terms of the backup quarterback last week. We talked about it. Mm-hmm. The teams can elevate two guys from the practice squad every week for the game. So they can have 55 players essentially for the game. Then they get 7 inactives to 48. So it's called elevating rather than signing. So they signed Mike White to the active roster last week, the backup quarterback. So he's on the roster. He's not going anywhere. Josh Adams was the guy they elevated, as well as Josh Malone. What happens Monday is they go right back to the practice squad. There's no decision by the team. That's an NFL rule. They can do the same thing this week with him. They can elevate him again. They can do it twice with a player.
For the season? That's it, twice for the season?
With one player. Okay. Now, if they want, next week, if they want to bring Josh Adams off the practice squad, they have to sign him, meaning someone else has to go off the 53-man roster.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, there's a transaction that has to be made, like a corresponding move in baseball.
That's interesting. So you can only do it twice, though. You can only do it twice, though. So if they don't add Adams now, they could do it week 3, week 4. But once they do it again, then they have to actually sign him and take someone else off the roster. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. They can do it as many times as they want with different players. But with one player, you can only do it twice. So, So I think Adams will be elevated tomorrow. Maybe he's even signed because they have a couple of open roster spots on the 53 right now. They didn't do anything. When they put 3 guys on the IR the other day, they only signed one, Ballage. So they have 2 open roster spots. So they're going to, tomorrow afternoon, this is a transaction, they'll sign 2 people, and then they'll elevate 2 people as well. They'll bring up 4 new guys. I think Adams will be one of those. I think Josh Malone will be one of those. If I have to do another receiver now with Crowder out, that could be Lawrence Cager, who's an undrafted rookie. I'm not sure who else. I think Alec Ogletree is one of those guys at linebacker. So you'll see Josh Adams on Sunday. I don't know how much Ballage can do 1 week into the system. He's more about special teams than anything, Evan.
Gotcha.
He's going to play gunner and do some stuff like that. But I think you'll see a lot of Josh Adams.
So we really was very impressed by the debut of Ashton Davis last week. First of all, did he even get on the field on defense?
No, and zero snaps.
What? Zero, right?
Zero.
Zero. This is the guy that we picked in the 3rd round because don't take a wide receiver. You got to take Ashton Davis because he's just tremendous. And then we saw the one kick return where he almost, gets killed as he tries to hurdle people, and he was lucky he didn't fumble there. I mean, is this guy going to play? Is he going to play defense this week or what?
I don't know if he'll play defense this week because, you have to take Marcus Mayall to the field. I thought McDougal played decently. He's still a 3rd round pick. I know he liked to play with the hype that he got. I don't think they envision having a huge role on defense for him unless they need to. Williams could tinker with some 3 safety sets, I suppose, and put him in, but I'm not sure if that will happen this week. But the bigger problem to me was his special teams. He also, beyond the bad choice to hurdle, which he was a Pac-12 hurdling champion.
Great.
On coverage, he was running past Andre Roberts. I mean, it didn't really matter because the Jets got their doors blown off. But the kind of the hidden thing in this game was the Bills started at their own 40. That was their average starting position, and the Jets only had 1 turnover. It was really about Andre Roberts was killing them.
Wouldn't we love to have Andre Roberts on our team?
What a
disgrace.
I'll never figure out why they didn't sign him.
Why would they sign him? They're the Jets. Why would they sign Robbie Anderson? They got so many skill players. Why the hell would they sign him? They're a disgrace of a franchise.
Speaking of which, I got another why for
you. I'm so
you.
Disgusted. And this owner, what a joke this guy is. This guy knows nothing about football. He has no business being an owner. I mean, give me a break. And he comes out after week one with this nonsense about gays. We have so much confidence in this guy. I'm sorry, Brian. I'm so ticked off. It's
Joe, and that was my why. Why did that happen? Why did Christopher Johnson, after a dreadful week one, feel the need to meet you guys, meet the media, and wax poetic about the, quote, brilliance of Adam Gase?
Well, I think he had to talk, Evan. I mean, he hadn't talked since last year. Now, this guy got weird with the pandemic. We usually talk to the owners at the owner meetings at the end of March. We didn't have that this year. So it's been a long time. We've been kind of on the Jets, like, Christopher has to talk at some point. And, you know, John Mara talked, I think, last week. They probably should have done it last week or 2 weeks ago. It probably was a bad gamble by the Jets waiting until after week one and after that loss, because I think the questions would have been different and the view would have been different. I figured he was going to come out and ask Adam Gase, what's he going to say in week two, where I thought he made a mistake with saying brilliant offensive mind. You can't say that right now.
Yeah, you thought that was a mistake.
You can't say
that publicly. Even if you believe it, can't say it, because obviously the results have not been there for Adam Gase. So I understand why, you know, Christopher believes that and he likes Adam and he believes in him. That's fine. But you can't, you know, your fans do not want to hear that your coach is brilliant after what they said today.
You know what else gets me ticked off, Brian? And talking, of course, to the great Brian Costello. And Joe Douglas basically punted on this season. I mean, really. He gave Donald absolutely no weapons whatsoever. He drafts one wide receiver who can't even get on the damn field. I mean, you know, what about the other guy they drafted from Florida, defensive lineman Zadinga? What's his name?
Yeah, he's hurt.
Of course he's hurt. Of course. So how could he not be hurt? The Jets drafted him.
I don't think they expected a lot from him. But this is my point.
But you know what, though? But this is my point, Brian. Who do they expect something from?
Well, Joe, you don't usually expect anything beyond your first round and second round pick are the guys you're counting on as rookies. Beyond that, it's kind of gravy, you know, if you get someone. But to your point about the weapons, I don't think Douglas had a ton of options this offseason. I think he should have re-signed Robbie Anderson.
No question.
I thought if Robbie was going to get some crazy contract, let him walk. He didn't. He got, essentially, it's a one-year, $12 million deal. The rest is a two-year deal in Carolina. That's not unreasonable. You could have brought him back. I'm not as crazy about drafting the second wide receiver as I know you guys are, or Ernie is, Joe, you are, because, you know, I think anything, again, beyond the first two rounds is kind of a crapshoot in the draft as a rookie. So I don't know if you could have counted on someone there. I guess you can use the lottery ticket argument. The more you got, the better chance you have. But, yeah, I mean, Malta's issue with Joe Douglas is, you know, the Robbie Anderson thing, and I just think the cornerback situation is just dreadful. You know, on the defensive side of the ball. Bless Austin, I think, played well. The other side is just, I don't know what they're going to do. Yeah. You know, they signed Pierre Desir. They bench him in the second quarter.
Is Hairston going to start this week? Is Hairston starting?
I'm not sure if Hairston or it might be Quincy Wilson. Pick your ex-Colts cornerback to start.
Oh, great.
You know, but they really just don't have any answers there.
Well, I disagree with you about they didn't have a lot of options during the offseason. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins was there for the taking. I mean, I would trade for him.
But Houston, the word there was Houston only wanted to trade for the NFC. They didn't want to trade for the NFC.
Oh, I'm sure they were afraid of sending him to the Jets.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, but do the Jets have, you know, the Jets don't have David Johnson that they like. I mean, I don't think they view Bell the same way they view David Johnson. It's a little better contract. You know, I don't know that that was an option. I mean, I've never heard that was an option for the Jets.
I don't think it was an option because it didn't seem like this general manager was that aggressive in pursuing the market. I mean, it wasn't an option.
I disagree with that. I think.
What did he pursue? What did he pursue?
I think he's talking that. Everyone was available. I think he talked to them about it. I think it was a decision about it. I don't know if the Hopkins thing was ever realistic for the Jets. That's one I did not hear about. Mm-hmm. You know, but I really think, you know, if they had their druthers, they were going to send them to the NFC. I know they talked to the Eagles, and the Cardinals were really the only two teams I heard with DeAndre Hopkins. I don't think they were calling all 31 teams offering him up. If they had a chance at Hopkins, absolutely, go do it. He's the great, in my opinion, he's the best receiver in football. I wouldn't have done Stephon Diggs what the Bills did. I don't think the Jets are to that point where they can.
No, I agree with you.
No,
I agree with you about that.
That's different.
I'm with you on that.
But the other than that, I mean, the free agent options were pretty bad. Robbie was the number one option.
Sorry, I'm disgusted because I'm watching golf and there was a graphic for the Stars Lightning Cup final. So just disgusting.
Sorry about your Islanders.
Whatever. How do they win on Sunday?
I don't know. I mean, my answer is maybe the 49ers overlooked this game, but then when they lost on Sunday, I was like, right. Oh boy, they're not overlooking this now, you know?
No.
So I thought that was that when I saw that result, I'm like, that is deadly. I don't know how they win this game. I can't give you an avenue where
there's
they
no avenue.
There is no avenue.
I don't see it. That's I don't great. See it. I mean, yeah, I just really don't see it. I think, this is the 49ers. You know, they went to the Super Bowl last year. They're one of the best teams in football.
They're a good team. And they're banged up, but they're
clearly
a good team.
At the bottom.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Wow. You're correct. Brian, it's always great talking to you, man.
What a disaster.
Guys, I had oral surgery this morning, and now I'm on with the
you're playing with pain. Boy,
look at you.
Denzel Mims can't get on the field. Let me say this. Denzel Mims can't get on the field, but Costello's with us after oral surgery, man.
I told everybody I was questionable, but game time decision, but I made it through.
Wow. Good job out of you. That's a great effort, Brian.
Brian,
excellent
thank
job.
You.
Feel
God
better,
bless
man.
You, Brian. Too bad you can't play football. You'd be out there playing.
Well, watching the game Sunday might be more painful than oral surgery, so we'll see how it goes.
I anticipate that's probably true.
All right, Brian Costello does a fine job covering
the
Jets.
See you, Brian.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.